I'm going to get on to Andy's papers to bring in other issues in terms of decision makings. Before I do, I just want to throw a case out to Dan from Dr. Harwin related to this. 80-year-old elderly woman with diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, heart failure, and otherwise good condition, undergoes lumpectomy for a 3-centimeter infiltrating tumor that's node negative, ER negative, and HER2 positive with FISH ratio of 12. Would you treat this patient with single-agent trastuzumab, trastuzumab with chemotherapy, or no, nothing?
What's her ejection fraction?
Normal, 50%.
So she doesn't have heart failure?
She doesn't have current heart failure.
This is one where you sit with the patient and her family if she's not able to make her own decisions, and you do what everyone thinks is in her best interest. And I have to say that in a very vague way, because there are some 80-year-old women who aren't 80, and I would certainly treat them. This lady sounds like she's really 80, and you could get in big trouble. And certainly this lady wasn't on any of these trials, but even the older women who are on these trials, and as George said, older here is relative. These are women who are over 60, were at higher risk for the heart dysfunction, not necessarily the heart failure, with trastuzumab. So I think this is a lady you're really taking a chance with.
So have you used trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting?
Have I used it? Yes. Do I do that routinely? No. This came up earlier. The evidence right now is that we only have trastuzumab data in patients who have previously had or concurrent with chemotherapy. I personally believe there's no reason that trastuzumab would not work in the adjuvant setting in the absence of chemotherapy. It works in the metastatic setting in the absence of chemotherapy. And Hera suggests you don't have to give it with the chemotherapy to still see a 40 to 50% reduction in events. So I believe it works by itself, but I don't believe that's a standard of care right now. So I have usually recommended chemotherapy. I had a few patients. The one thing I have seen that I think is a mistake is mixing measures of heart function. And that is, I've seen patients who had a MUGA to start with and either switched institutions or doctors or even seen, and then get an echo. And those are not the same way to measure heart function. And you may get two completely different ejection fractions that can vary by as much as 10 or 15%.